Welcome to my art studio where all the magic happens. This is the station for painting, and that is the station for all the resin art I do. If you want to check out my art, all you gotta do is go to lutfstudio.com. But I'm sure, or at least I hope, I'll see you at lutfstudio.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me today on Live Up to Freedom on this gorgeous but yet tragic Friday. Wherever you're watching, please make sure to share this feed because it's important. I will be joined by Michael Lauber today. He is my co-host on Let's Be Frank, Sunday programming at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, airing on Lindell TV and Frank Speech and my platforms. But before I bring him on, I want to mention a few things. I know you joined based on the topic that was picked yesterday to talk to you, and we're going to still try to get to that. But considering literally a few minutes ago, there's a breaking news. We're going to have to cover that first. It's very important to cover that one first. So we will cover that. But before, again, we even get to that one, I want to make sure to remind you, liveuptofreedom.com. Liveuptofreedom.com is the place you can go to follow everything I do, share everything I do. If you want to purchase anything from my artist store, link is there. The promo code to MyPillow and MyStore is also there, which is AC21. Excuse me. I still have my givesendgo.com/LUTF active. And there is my locals channel, which is americansfirst.locals.com, which after today, I think we're going to have to be way more active there. Okay, without further ado, let me go ahead and bring Michael on. Hi, Michael. How's it going?
Oh, you know, as always, it's another day in paradise, but that probably wasn't very convincing, was it?
Depends if people understand the sarcasm behind it. Yes, it is. If they don't, no, it wasn't. Okay, let's dive right in because we only have 30 minutes with our Lindell TV audience and only 1 hour with the rest of the audience, especially Word We Weekend TV. And we know for a fact our Lindell TV audience are going to be very, very interested, or at least on the edge of their seat for this. I'm going to start this way. Congratulations are in order. Congratulations to Rana. You know her as McDaniel. We know her as Romney. Rana Romney managed to still walk her way to the seat of RNC by bragging and bribing all the corrupt representatives. However, condolences to us, the people of America, because this is yet another proof. It seems like the corruption is way deeper than we can even imagine to imagine. I want to say thank you so much, Mike Lindell. Thank you, sir, for your efforts. Thank you for taking the steps no one else was willing to take. I wish this victory was announced for you. But on the other hand, I understand your blunt honesty and your commitment to the truth is exactly why your name was not announced as the RNC chairman. What are your thoughts, Michael?
I think you hit the nail right on the head because I think that's exactly what it is. They know he's a man of integrity and that he is going to chase this with every fiber of his being, that when he put his hat in the ring, he wanted to change things from within. And initially, like when he pointed out all these problems, that the party doesn't follow the will of the people. That's very clear and very evident. They do need to be going after election integrity issues. They can't be just backing out on people like Carrie Lake and pulling lawyers away while she's fighting her case, trying to win the governor's race in Arizona. But it's all the other things too. We were discussing before these resolutions that the RNC passed, and I have someone sending them to me right now, so I'll be able to forward them over to you in a moment. But, I mean, they're an embarrassment.
Before we get to those, though, I just want to say something. As I said, this is literally, I mean, it's just to come out. I got the news because I was watching live on C-SPAN when they made the announcement. I think it was, 2:26 p.m. Central Time, a few minutes before we come on air, and we decided to just go ahead and talk about it. So I am live on YouTube. I am live on Twitter, and I am live on Facebook. Audience on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, if you don't hear from me tomorrow, we got banned because we're discussing this, but don't you worry about it. LiveUpToFreedom.com, Frank Speech, WWTV.com, and also Rumble account will continue being active. I just figured I should put this out because my mentality was we're going to talk about CARE and Rashida Tlaib and all that. But now we're talking about this subject, and I'm not going to silence myself or you because, you know, YouTube and Facebook are most likely going to get us on this. And we're already sitting on two strikes. So if this gets in a strike on YouTube, my channel will be permanently removed. So dear YouTube audience, move on over to Rumble. Now, I didn't mean to interrupt your sentence, but I just figured any moment we might be taken off on those platforms. So I figured I should put that call out.
Well, I just got an interesting message back from our mutual friend, Rozzy. The thread she was reading off Twitter earlier has been disappeared. It's gone. It had those 8 of the 9 resolutions listed on it. She went back to find it for me, and it's no longer there.
I'm not surprised, because everything is disappearing on Twitter on its own today.
Yeah, you got that right.
But hey, it's Elon Musk. He's on our side.
Of course. And, wait. And I guess like this, the story of Rona McDaniel winning. Well, I guess I'm a little confused too, because even on the RNC's own website, it's not up. And this was something that would have passed earlier today. This essentially like the party's platform. These are the things that they are going to focus on in the coming year. And two of them were honoring people in the that have, you know, a governor, and I don't even remember who the other one was. But it's, I don't know. This is not focused on what the people want things focused on. It's not election integrity. It's not really the border. It's not really the problems that we're facing right now, inflation, everything else. It just ignores where the country is.
Let me see if I can use my memory to recall some of the ones that was mentioned on the Twitter space. I know one of them was to condemn what's his name? Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, Milo Yiannopoulos.
Milo Yiannopoulos and that other guy who are extreme, supposedly anti-Semite. And we just want to make sure we're not promoting anti-Semitism. However, when a resolution and the agenda of RNC is to condemn two individuals, you know where it's going. Another resolution was actually to condemn anti-Semitism on its own. So two resolutions are the same thing, but it's just a split. And again, we all condemn any hate, anti-Semitism, you know, hate narrative shown to white people today, persecution of Christians, all of that is a no-no, but it has no place in RNC resolution or plan. Another thing I remember was remembering two Congress members from the past. I can't remember their names. So again, two different resolutions to remember them. Like, what is this? This is like some sort of, I don't even understand. Things that I know for a fact weren't in there, had nothing to do with the machines. No mention of election integrity. Absolutely no mention of border. The Rumble channel, sorry, let me address this because people are asking. Rumble channel, you can either search ACU News, ACU News, or look up Annie Cyrus Unfiltered. Annie Cyrus Unfiltered is our Rumble channel link. Krista, darling, if you are with us, if you don't mind posting the link to our Rumble channel, that would be lovely. And again, just getting sidetracked because I'm very good at that. If anyone can jump on that campaign of Give, Send, Go, because that will make it where I can stream directly on liveuptofreedom.com with absolutely no worry about where what's happening, where who's doing what. And you're very welcome. Go away. There's a thank you note for the update here. You're very welcome. Because I knew some of our audience, some of our Lindell TV audience were asking for updates on the comment section. As you know, part of my job is to have my eyes on the comments. So I figured we should go there. I do apologize. Back to it. So yeah, no agenda or What was the word we were using for them? Not legislation, proposal, plan, whatever. I can't remember the name now. Nothing about the border, nothing about illegals, nothing about Islamic Jihad, nothing about funding more Muslim candidates. None of that. None of that.
Yeah. Instead, it was end ranked choice voting. That's as close as you're going to get to election integrity. And they basically said, you know, Joe Biden is a big meanie because of the problem at the border. Even the two that like I can understand being on there, they don't go far enough. And the rest of them are absolutely useless. Like you said, they're going to go after Kanye West, Nick Fuentes, and Milo Yiannopoulos. They distance themselves from them. And then to waste, I don't know. I'm like beside myself right now that this is the agenda that they're laying out, that they're pushing forward. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And it just goes to further illustrate why we don't need Rona McDaniel in charge. And now we are stuck with her yet again.
You got to get used to saying Ronna Romney, because that on its own explains a lot of things.
Ronna Very Romney. True.
Very Ronna true. Romney, the biological niece of the one and only sellout from day one. How did he get away with it? I have no idea. Mitt Romney. David on Lindell TV, I'll accept your challenge, and I'll tell you what, I already did it. The comment says, I dare everybody to go on Twitter and put that to a test about free speech and see whether or not you get suspended or not. Guess what? I had a Twitter space two nights ago or three nights ago, and the discussion was about Elon Musk is still allowing IRGC and Hezbollah members and Islamic Republic of Iran members to be active on Twitter and freely have a platform. What was it? I said Khamenei had 937,000 followers on his page, on his Farsi page, on his English page. And guess what? My space was so heavily through algorithm blocked that those who even had the direct link couldn't find it. So no, if you go back on archive of my show, the day Elon Musk started negotiating to take over Twitter, I jumped on camera and said, don't get your hopes high. There will still be limitations. So that's been already tested, David. Back to Ronna Romney. I want to say this, and I don't know why lately it's been the a pattern or you know theme of my show. You know this, Michael, because we have talked off air. This morning on that Twitter space, that was a discussion about Pelosi, and then it kind of went to the RNC discussion. I even mentioned it there. But and then before coming on air, fantastic to the comment. When I told you I got the news, and your use of term was the support unbelievable, and I said you shouldn't say that. I'm gonna try not to rant on too much, but with this result, okay, let's break it down. With the result of midterm, with the result of McCarthy, with the result of Ronna Romney, I want my fellow Americans to realize, wake up, stop holding on to false hope that the next election and the next vote and the next, there will be no more next. This was the last. Sometimes in life, the next isn't as important as the last. This is one of those times. If you're not going to come to realize, it's not about how many brave men and women we have to take front lines like Mike Lindell did, like Carrie Lake did. It's about how many of us, the people, are willing to stand by them shoulder to shoulder. No more backing them. You can't back them anymore. You got to get right next to them. This figure of a speech, human shield, human wall of us Americans, it's required today. No more cheering on the sidewalks for Mike Lindell and Carrie Lake and Trump and whomever else. You cannot be. If your football team is short a player, they don't need 10 extra cheerleaders. Guess what they need? They need that extra player. We are playing this field with 1/10 of players, with 10 times of cheerleaders. Stop being cheerleaders. Jump in. That's all I got for the solution.
Yeah, because it's been made very clear. If you're not reading the cards by now, you need to have your eyes examined. Because the people that are running the show over here, that are controlling this political party, They don't care what we think. I mean, you had a poll come out just before this vote that's almost 70% of the people in Michigan did not want Ronna Romney to run the RNC anymore. That's her home state. That's where she's been for decades. And again, that's part of where Romney's origin was out of, is there and then Massachusetts, then off to Utah. But anyway, the fact that I don't believe it or said it was unbelievable, like I'm just completely disgusted. Like there's not words for it right now. The fact that this went through so easily too, that she received, what was it, over 100 votes, that 40 some
111,
odd
113, something there.
Yeah. So about 40 went to Harmeet Dhillon, which, you know, at least that's 40 people that did stand up, and then 4 went to Mike Lindell. I mean, that's absolutely disgusting. I don't even have words for it.
Yeah, I want to say this. Let's go where you just went, the numbers. Break it down. I'll take it this way. Here's my take on it. When there are 4 votes for Mike Lindell, it's time to wake up. Okay. Mike Lindell didn't come in with 4 votes because his campaign or his platform lacked knowledge, call to action, or formula to fix the problem. No. Mike Lindell got only 4 votes because the rest of the representatives, that's what we call them, right? The rest of the state chair members, they were terrified of Mike Lindell digging in and see who they stand for. This should tell you that only 4 of the members who voted are clean. That's it. That number should terrify you. That number should be literally shaking you to the core, that 4 of them were clean enough, decent, doing their job right enough to not try to eliminate Mike Lindell based on the fear. Well, I mean, like him or not, that's not the topic. One thing Mike Lindell has proven to this day is Mike Lindell will be loud, Mike Lindell will confront you, and Mike Lindell would not be silenced. That's a proven fact about Mike Lindell. Doesn't matter how you feel about the man. Okay? Facts are facts. Those who didn't vote for Mike Lindell were terrified of those facts. Now, go dig and see why. Now, you pick up from here, take the torch. As I said, I am very grateful Mike Lindell put the time, effort, money, energy. Well, here on out, it's up to us. Did your estate chairperson vote for Mike Lindell? Not. If not, who did they vote for? Did they vote for Ronna? If they did, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. Absolutely nada.
No. Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, just between the two of us, we just looked at Ohio and Nebraska. We know best case scenario, 4 out of those 6 would be the most that could have voted for Mike Lindell. So these people better hope this secret ballot stays secret, because otherwise you can bet those 4 that did, that stood against Ronna, they're going to find ways to replace them. And this is, again, another reason why we need to get off our butts and start getting involved in this local politics, this local machine. A lot of these RNC seats that influence who is in charge to make these votes are unfilled in a lot of states. If we want to bend the party to actually do the things we want them to do, we want to see these things come to fruition, more of us are going to have to get up and get involved and become a part of this to move the machine to actually make the changes that we want to see border enforcement, to see all these other election integrity. It is never going to happen as long as we all sit here and keep being keyboard ninjas.
And do you really think, Mike, for a second, that it was like random or accident that today of all days, between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., where the votes were taking place, happened to have another Twitter file drops, have the 911 call and the body camera of Paul Pelosi released? Do you really think that happened just accidentally? It was innocent coincidence?
Nope, not at all. I mean, again, it's a way to get as many distractions out there as humanly possible before this story breaks, so people immediately forget they're angry about it, forget that Ronna Romney just won the RNC again, and they go right back to everything else in their life.
Exactly. These are the times that I say, my fellow Americans, We need to develop the talent and the ability. Well, we don't even need to develop. Well, we need to grow it because we're all born with it. It's a God-given ability within human nature. But you need to grow the ability to stay focused on what is the most important today, right? This moment. Within every hour of the day, priorities change. Like even when you wake up in the morning, the priority that was the first thing in the morning, it's different than what's at 11 a.m., at 2 p.m., at 9 p.m. It just changes. The same thing is happening with our politics. Now, I do this because, Michael, I am so fed up with people like, I don't do politics. You don't get to not do politics because the term politics is being misused. A lot of what we're facing today is not politics anymore. It's policies. People need to learn there's a difference between politics and policies. You cannot be not be involved with your policy and then complain. You don't get to do that. It's kind of, again, my, you know, I'm good at doing this. You buy a house. 5 years in it, you don't change your filter, you don't change your faucet, you don't change the cleanup service, your heater, you don't do anything. And then when things are still popping in your face, you're like, this house is so terrible. No, it isn't. You didn't take care of it. This is what's happening with the swamp. We would love to sit here and say, swamp bad, Democrats bad, Rhino bad, Unit Party bad. Did we maintain the house? No, we didn't.
Bingo. Yeah, we're the ones that let all this stuff fall apart. And then it's years and years of neglect that have put us to the point where we're at now, where we're so desperate, where it really is like our the next election, the next couple of years. I mean, this is what our nation hinges on at this point. Everybody likes to say, you know, this is the most important election you'll ever face. But that may have already passed at this point. I'm not even really sure what we can look forward to at 2022. If these problems aren't fixed before that, we may not have a country in 2 years.
Well, the thing is, here's the thing, as far as, thank you, everybody. I am looking at your comments, and I'm very glad that you are learning or getting information that is, you know, new or just broke. And that's the thing, we decided to put the actual topic of the show for today, at least postpone for later on the show. But here's the thing. In 2018, midterms, I came out and I said, the second September 11 just happened. You just didn't feel the waves. And people are like, what you talk about? I said, well, we got Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and, you know, a couple other smaller local positions of Muslims coming in. And it just, you know, it didn't click. Then we came to 2020. Well, I mean, disaster is there. Nobody can deny it, right? It happened. Yes. Right in front of us. A Mohammedan miracle happened. We went to sleep. We woke up. Miracle happened. That's a Mohammedan style. Then we all said, okay, comes 2022. It's going to be fixed because we have, again, people like Mike Lindell and his brilliant team of lawyers and analysts and cyber security experts working on it, right? Mm-hmm. 2022 happened. Everybody looked for a red wave. A red wave did not come in. We went on the, tantrum of Democrats, bad Democrats. We didn't stop to say, whoa, wait a minute. How many governors in how many red states followed through with the machines? Did we think about that? Did we say that we have Republicans, I don't call them Rhino, call them Uni, call them whatever. They are representing and running the Republican Party.
Yes.
They were part of this. Then again, McCarthy situation happened with me and you. We covered that of really 20 strong for 3 days. And now the RNC. What is the next one? When is the next one when people will realize what you're talking about has already happened, Michael?
Yes.
We don't have a cut. I am so sorry to be the one again who's going to open your eyes. But remember, I have a third eye that comes from Middle East. We don't have a country right now for anyone to think if we fix the next one, it's going to fix it. No, it's a false hope. There is no country left for us American-loving, God-fearing constitutionalist people. There isn't one. You have so many bills passing that are unconstitutional. There are so many actions being taken, implemented. For 2 years, we have political prisoners in this country. Think about that. 2 years. What did we do? Nada. Again, did we talk about it? Yes. Did we put our fingers on the keyboard, wrote articles, wrote comments, wrote pieces, got banned on platforms? Yes. But physically, what did we do? Someone made a very good comment on the on Lundell TV or on Frank's speech of Joyce is the name. I hope people pour money into Mike Lindell's legal fund so we can continue to have a true patriot fighting for us. RNC can go to hell. We have the power of the pursuit. I agree. Yeah. Are we putting our money where our mouth is?
I don't think so.
No, we are not. You know why we're not? Even though RNC has lost a lot of money, but they haven't gone broke yet, have they?
No. They have plenty of money in the bank. They had enough money to spend. What did she spend? $60,000 on or no, it was 80. Yeah, and then 80 grand on alcohol. Flying all over the place, all these little private parties, private functions. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what the number was. I think they had to spend 60 cents to bring in every dollar, meaning they only had a 40 cent take. It might have been 70 cents per dollar. So that's terrible management under any charity. That would be unacceptable. And this is what the RNC does. We already know they don't put their money where it needs to go. They, again, fund these uniparty candidates. And when they get the opportunity, they push out anybody that is more in America, American first type candidate. They don't want that. They don't want anybody that rocks the boat or is going to shake things up. They want things to continue as they have in Washington. They want to continue to be able to line their own pockets, enrich their own families, enrich their friends. And they're not concerned about our country, by and large.
But that's the thing.
Revolting.
It takes us back to what I've been pushing since the beginning of this year. Day. Okay, we have established this is a spiritual battle. We're dealing with creatures who have made a deal with the devil. Established. The question is, what are we? The attitude needs to change from they to we. Listen, America is we the people. America is not them, the Democrats, them, Chinese communists, them, Islamic Republic of Iran, them. America is we the people. It's time to act like Americans. What is the definition of an American? We the people. The narrative of them has been established. The narrative of them has been proven. Now it's time for we the people to bring back the true narrative. Take this however you want. Translate this to whatever you want. There's a very good comment and a question on comments on Lindell TV of what is going to have to happen to get the J6 out of jail? And then Fred has replied as second question to that question of where are the 14,000 hours of January 5th video promised? Here's my answer. You go next because we got to hop off on Lindell TV. Actually, sorry, we can't even answer those. We're out of time on Lindell TV. Lindell TV audience, thank you so much for staying with us. If you want to hear the rest of this discussion, head over to my Rumble channel or YouTube or Facebook. Looks like we're still up, but Rumble would be the safest. Annie Cyrus Unfiltered. Annie Cyrus Unfiltered. To stay safe and stay vigilant. Please go to mypillow.com or mystore.com. Use promo code AC21. So you get a discount. You support Mike Lindell. And a portion of your purchase will come back to us so we can continue doing what we do. The rest of the platforms, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a 1 minute sponsor break. Come back and pick up this discussion. Thank you so much, everybody who stayed with us until now. Welcome back to Live Up to Freedom. And not to sound like a broken record, we do really need your financial support. So mystore.com, mypillow.com, promo code AC21, or you can go to lutfstudio.com, use the promo code Frank, or you can just directly go to mygiftsandgo.com/LUTF. Back to Edwa, we have a lot of great comments coming in. Guys, keep on talking to us. I will get to those in a minute, but I want us to, even though we're not on with on London TV anymore, but I want to address those two brilliant comments. What does it take for us to get the January 6th prisoners out? It takes us to show up. It takes us. Back in Thanksgiving time when we had the London TV Thanksathon going on, we had a gentleman who came on with us, and he was a trucker. And he was part of the convoy of the truckers. And he made it very clear, and 100% agree with him. If you remember, Michael, what he said was, we need to show up in millions. More hundreds, no more thousands, in millions. Have we ever had more than 5, 10, 20, 30 people show up in front of the gulag in D.C.? No. Well, we've got to show up.
Yeah, they've had one or two organized nights where they had larger crowds down there, and that's been it. It's really sad and pathetic. That was... Unfortunately, like when Brannon had on Ashley Babbitt's mother the other day, and there were the two other people with her, and then a very small number. I mean, what would you say? Maybe 10 to 12 other people behind them that were standing there out by the gulag.
Probably.
And I know. Yeah, that's basically what I've heard, is that on the weekend, sometimes the number goes up a little bit more. There's other people that come out, which I understand, you know, not everybody can make it. But the problem is nobody makes it right now. When you only have 5 to 10 people out there, most of the time, they don't care. The police will just ignore and harass them, and eventually they'll go away. There's not going to be any media coverage. I don't know what we can do to get people off the bench and into the game. That's the question we keep coming back to, is what is it going to take to get more of us active and involved and actually out there sacrificing some of our time so that we can see some of these things that we need to happen. Like, we are not going to have a country if some of these things don't change soon. So what is it going to take to get people awake enough that they'll get in the fight?
Well, here's the thing. One thing is there are baby steps until getting there, but I'm going to use this very feed right now. It's telling me we got 15 people watching. 15. Are you kidding me? Is that the title that's not saying RNC chair? Is it lack of Donald made a good point here that, as Diamond always said, sharing is caring. That's one of the things. Remember, forget about sacrificing a minute of our life. 90% of people aren't willing to compromise, not even sacrifice, compromise their social media. I just announced that most likely this is going to ban me permanently from YouTube, but who cares? This is breaking news. This is important. We need to cover it.
Yes.
I didn't have time to go there and undo from YouTube or undo from Facebook. I didn't have the time. So there you go. Goes YouTube. Who cares? We got to go Rumble. We got WBW. We got Live Up to Freedom. But the thing is, a lot of people, I have had people telling me that, I'm sorry, I can't share your live feed because my coworker is on my page. My boss is on my page. My cousin is on my page. My neighbor who has a Muslim husband is on my page. They're not willing to sacrifice or compromise a simple platform of a page. You think they're going to show up in person traveling far away? No. So it's going to have to expand to where first is get people to understand, as terrifying and as scary as it is, but they have to face the music and they have to face the truth. One of the reasons many aren't showing up, one of the reasons many aren't even following up, one of the reasons they're looking the other way is it's very scary to look at what's happening.
Yes.
They rather deny reality than face the truth. Now, that is the trickiest question. For me, it's super easy, but then by nature, I'm trained. 15. Backpack, unknown, go. Right?
Yeah.
It's my nature to look at the reality, see the truth, and have plans. But how do we get people who have never faced such a dire time in America to realize the sooner they see the truth, the sooner they might be able to get involved with some sort of plan to save it? That is the follow-up question I have for you.
Yeah. And I wish I knew the answer. But unfortunately, it's very easy to be a coward and to avoid things like these little confrontations with the friend, the family, the neighbor that might say something mean or nasty to you because you shared a video or a comment they didn't like. You posted something about an article. And those are just the little steps. And what we need is a much bigger commitment than that. So I wish I knew the answer of what it would take to shake people up and wake them up. But I think you kind of touched on something else earlier that I want to snap back to, that politics has invaded every aspect of our life as policy. And us being silent and just letting things go for so long is what's led us to where we are now, where it is such a desperate, dire situation where things don't start changing and moving forward. There's a lot of battles that are totally lost, that are not recoverable if things don't change in the next, I don't even know what, short window of time, 6 months to a year.
If you ask me, I'll say we have about until end of May. Yeah. And I can explain why. Yeah, again, we didn't get to cover. We're going to give a cliff version of it, but we're going to do the dissecting sometimes next week. But while all of this was going on, guys, yesterday, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Andrew Carson, Congresswoman Chow. Yes, I did mock that. Who else? CARE members, couple of other Muslim community members. They all showed up in front of Capitol Hill. Hills, and is it S at the end of that hill? Not hills, right?
Yeah, just Capitol Hill.
Hills. Yeah, it's hill. I need to stop correcting myself. They all showed up in the to mark the 6th year anniversary of Trump's Muslim ban, and they started going on and on. We have the videos ready. We were going to go over them, but that can take a backseat. But the reason I'm bringing it up is I look at that video, I watch that video, and I can't help but to say, more power to them. More power to them. It's been 6 years. Ban is lifted by Biden, right? But they're still there making sure to repeat. Don't let anyone forget, even though everything they're saying is a lie, and we will dissect this on our probably Tuesday or Wednesday show sometime. It's a lie. It's disinformation. I actually made a joke. Michael said PayPal needs to charge Ilhan Omar $10,000 because she's putting disinformation out on that speech. But exactly. They're lying about it. But they're keeping the narrative going 6 years later. We can't even remember, like right now, with Pelosi videos and 911 call, the new drop of Twitter file, everybody forgot about McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Everybody forgot about McCarthy. And what Fred asked on Lindell TV goes back to McCarthy. McCarthy made the promise of getting that footage out, right?
Yeah.
Where is it? He didn't do it. Trickling it. He's throwing a couple of bones at the Republicans. But if you pay attention and not forget and not get distracted by the next one and the next one, you'll see that McCarthy has not made any changes in his behavior. Is he backing few things here and there? Yes, they always do. I mean, it's a mousetrap, right? You got to put a little bit of cheese in there.
Exactly. Well, and this is precisely what I expected from him. Yeah, he's going to throw a little cheese out there for a few people. And there's probably a couple of these little ancillary issues that even the Uniparty wants some kind of resolution on. This 14,000 hours, if he doesn't move on it soon, it's just not going to happen. And then people are going to forget and move on. You hit it precisely. These people that were opposing, Rashida Tlaib and all of them, they latch on to things. So you said, 6 years ago since this Muslim ban, they didn't forget. And the minute they have an opportunity to bring it back up on the anniversary, they do, and they built upon the foundation. They add new lies to the mix, but the agenda never stops. It always moves forward. Sometimes they have bumps in the road, but it never stops. They just find a new avenue of attack, and they continue to pursue the goals that they want, whereas our side just seems to forget about things.
And another thing about it is two things. One, we want to stick with our own tactics, which is the conservative Christian tactics of be nice, just talk to them, show them the light. Listen, sometimes you got to flip the table, remember?
Yes.
Or do we need to remind everybody? There are a couple of tables here that really need flipping. They do. I can go with literally what just happened today.
Mm-hmm.
With Ronald Romney getting 111. Or 13, don't quote me on it. Either a 111 or 113, somewhere there, votes. That table needs to be flipped. Every single 111 of them needs to be flipped. It's like, what are you doing? With McCarthy's situation, with Biden situation, investigation thing. Ouch.
Yeah.
Did I just hit myself? I did. I need a bigger table here. If you anybody did. Has a bigger desk, not a table. But we got this. I mean, who's the next person since we're on getting ourselves a strike and ban from YouTube? I might as well talk about this. Who's the next person who's going to have classified document in their garage? I mean, I'm pretty sure I don't have any, but you got any, Michael? Because apparently that's a new norm now.
Well, I checked my garage. I couldn't find any yet, but I haven't gone through my car yet. So maybe there's some classified documents in there.
Yeah, most likely there. But you see, like, it's my method kind of to be sarcastic when I talk about all of this, because otherwise I'd be a banshee screaming at people. So I figured it's more pleasant to be kind of sort of a sarcasm person than a banshee. But I might make it a joke, but the reality of it is, if you don't see the corruption, you're blind.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the thing. Project Battles video came out 2 nights ago. Wonderful job. Good job. You know, as always, as they do. Now what? They proved what was proven, right?
Yeah. They confirmed what people already suspected.
Same thing with Twitter files. I haven't seen anything that I wasn't aware of already.
Yeah, and I want to bring this up real fast just to, again, be fair to somebody I usually kind of give a hard time to. Marco Rubio is about the only person I've seen come with anything formal to Pfizer, you know, asking, hey, is this true? I just saw this video with one of your executives saying that you're modifying viruses, since they use the other term. It's not a... what was it? Forced evolution or something stupid like that. Some new term they made up. But that's the only person I've seen grab this and run with it. Why? This is a confirmation. At the very least, it deserves an investigation. But it's all these missed opportunities, and we just seem to move on to the next every time we're failed.
And again, that's exactly my point. If we were imagine that the United States of America right now is a courtroom, and we are the jury, the level of evidence in front of us, and actual tangible evidence, not he said, she said, some assumptions, no, actual evidence in every single corner of this room. It is so overwhelming that it should take 30 seconds for the verdict to be delivered. The fact that we don't have a verdict is somewhat terrifying. It's like we constantly need more. Now, I'm not even talking about the group of people who are like, show me the evidence. I'm like, are you blind? Like, what more evidence do you want? You know, but then those are the same group of people who think a man can be pregnant, even though technically she was a she who then identified as a man and then became pregnant because she's a she. I mean, that's not enough evidence for them, apparently.
No. And this all comes from people who tell us to believe the science. What they want us to do is live in their reality, to pretend what they say is the truth, but it isn't. It's again something else we have to stand up for. Again, is basic fundamentals. There is a right and wrong. There is truth and lies, and instead we try to be accommodating and tolerant, which is a mistake.
Let me tell you why. Because we have lost vision of a reality, so everybody else's reality is kind of sort of confusing us. When you don't have, it's one of the, you know, they call it the adaptive personality disorder, meaning those people who, you know, they hang out with you for a week and they start picking up your catchphrases, start picking up your body language, and then hang out with me next week. They adapt to that because they have never developed that personality they like. So they keep adapting to someone else, searching for the one they like. There's no base of personality on their own. It's called adaptive personality disorder. That's what it is with majority of Americans today. We have lost the fundamentals. You're talking, where is it? What is it? There are very few Americans who can describe that fundamental base of life in America. It's somewhat somewhere. They're too ashamed, or they don't want to be bullied, so they don't bring up the Judeo-Christian values. That's hiding away. In other side, they don't want to be bigoted, especially if they're white. They don't want to be racist. We all know Hussein Obama, the first term, won the election because majority of white people were trying to prove to themselves they're not racist.
Yeah.
I talked to way too many people. I'm like, so which policy got you to vote for Obama? It's like, he's black. I'm like, oh, so his black policy got you to vote for him. I literally had people tell me that. And this is back when I'm in Los Angeles, California. Californians are voting for Trump, for Obama, because he's black. They couldn't list two policy about him. They never heard his speeches, but they voted. So on that note, when you lose the meaning of foundation of what you're standing on, you kind of sort of hold on to, you know, it's kind of like a shaky or unstable floor. You know, you kind of hold on to the railing or to the door. These are the things we're tolerating. We're so worried about losing our own ground. We're holding on to what could help us hold on to this ground that is shaky.
Yeah. And you put that well, too. If you don't have that foundation, then you stand for nothing. And I think that is a lot of it. And that is a lot of the problem that we're at right now, is so many people on both sides of the aisle, unfortunately, do things for virtue signaling, that it's empty behind it. Like right now, again, if Twitter isn't burning down with people upset about Rana Romney, I turned it into one word. If the people aren't upset about that right now, then I don't know what to tell them. But again, somebody should be I don't even know what to do at this point. Does somebody need to organize a protest and all of us sit in front of the RNC office for the next, get a million people to stand out there for the next month till they actually implement changes? I just don't understand what we can possibly do that's going to affect things in a positive way right now.
Let's go back to what I asked you a little while ago. Do you think this is a coincidence that all of these things dropped today? Again, they have learned our weakness. That shiny object over here, shiny object over there, shiny object over there, shiny object over there, distract, distract, distract. So I feel like it's just an idea that popped in my head literally as you're talking right now. I'm like, what if, if possible, we could create a page on liveuptofreedom.com, mm-hmm. and we could actually start putting the most pressing issue of the day, not just one, 10, whatever, but in order, with links to whatever people need to go follow or call to actions, whatever might be the case. Because I feel like one part of it is we lack organization. And when I say we, I don't mean you. I mean the Patriot Movement, we call it, Americans First Movement, whatever we want to call it. We don't have that organization. You know, there's just scattered ideas running around. You know, one thing happens, today, I'm pretty sure for the rest of the day, all the hosts are going to talk about Ronna Romney. If something happens 5 hours from now, because everybody's still catching up with this one, that's going to go unnoticed. Like exactly what happened yesterday, what we were going to cover. Yesterday, showing up, these Muslims showing up in front of Capitol Hill went unnoticed because everybody was concentrating on Project Veritas. And again, I'm not undermining their hard work. I'm just saying when that came out, even though it's not really adding anything to anything, it's just whatever. We all missed that Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Andrew Carson, and Congresswoman Chan are going to resume and try to pass the No Ban Act. That No Ban Act is very dangerous, very dangerous. And we have probably 10 minutes to, talk about it a little bit. But it's basically within that act, I'll let you explain the act part of it because you're way more of an expert to make sense out of how it's going to happen. But the act itself, they are building a coalition underneath that. It's called Never Muslim Ban.
Yes.
I repeat that. Never Muslim ban. That one completely unnoticed. And again, we would have loved, I'm staring at the video here ready to queue to be played, but RNC chair took priority over this news, so we quickly switched over to this. Why don't you go ahead and take the few minutes we have, explain the whole where the act is. So I think it died twice and then passed again, all of that. You go ahead and take the floor on that.
Yeah, it's it's come up for at least two votes previously. It didn't pass either time, but essentially this would create a protection. So this is in response to President Trump's alleged Muslim ban, that it would not allow the executive branch to prevent entry from Muslim countries. So it doesn't matter the circumstances, whether this is a ban for terrorism, which again, this has been done throughout history. It's not like it was a new thing and Trump invented this himself. Again, Obama had bans on several of these countries from coming here. And it wasn't targeted at just Muslims either. I think it was 7 out of the 12 countries were Muslim majority nations. That's certainly not Venezuela or North Korea or other countries that were listed on this. So here's where things are now. So they what they want to do is get this passed through the House and through the Senate now. And in the House, where it's especially dangerous now, is we have all these turncoat Republicans that could sign on to this, because the same thing, you're pressured into it as like a virtue signal that they don't want to be called racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe, Islamophobe by the media. So they will pledge support of this bill. Now, they would have to get it out of committee first. And I don't know that they really have the power to do that, because the way I understand the House rules that were just adopted, which are essentially the same as the old ones, it either has to get voted out of committee and then come to the floor, or Kevin McCarthy himself has to bring it up for a vote. Normally I'd say the likelihood of those things happening was not good, but anymore, I don't trust that anymore. Essentially that's the heart of the bill, is it would prevent the executive branch from lobbying any kind of block for any reason. So it doesn't matter if, a Muslim nation develops super Ebola, we can't prevent flights in and out of the country. Under any circumstances, it creates another protected class and it strips power away from a president, which again is only going to be enforced or enacted if it's somebody like President Trump, somebody who they want to try to make them look bad and look like a racist or a bigot or whatever else.
Well, thanks for that explanation. On the closing of what you said, Islam is not a race.
Correct.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And now the new development is, back 6 years ago, it was all a Muslim ban, which it wasn't. I've done a live show on my Facebook back then explaining, dissecting fully on why this is not a Muslim ban whatsoever. But they called it a Muslim ban. But now on the new round of yesterday, they have titled it a Muslim and African ban.
Yeah.
So apparently now somewhat BLM is, kind of feeding information in there too, which again, that is not an accurate statement either. And as I said, next week sometime I will go back to this and dissect it. But basically, the reason this is a dangerous bill, first of all, they keep repeating that what Trump did is unconstitutional. I just want to be clear on the record. What President Trump did is absolutely not unconstitutional. Immigration, it's not a right, it's a privilege. So therefore, the concept of immigration or travel or border by itself has no constitutional grounds. You don't have the right as a foreigner to be accepted in America. Therefore, any decision made within that genre cannot be unconstitutional. Could they force in a stretch and say it was, against human rights? Yes. But then it wasn't again, because the reasoning behind the ban had nothing to do with humanitarian aid of it. This was banned for tourists who wanted to come visit their daughter in America. It's not like they were in danger. This wasn't an immigration ban. It was a travel ban. Meaning if you're just coming to stay for a couple of months, go do some photo op with fancy American buildings and go back to your country, then you can't. These are the little terminologies that needs to be properly used. So it has nothing to do with constitutional or unconstitutional. What they are pushing for, however, is unconstitutional. This No Ban Act is absolutely unconstitutional because, number one, it's kind of, as you were breaking it down, Michael, it's like they're just adding to basically border crisis. Now, instead of open border and people hopping over the border, this is just come on in, no question asked. It's the same thing. It's just adding to the border crisis and putting the national security at risk. That's what they're doing. That's why it's dangerous.
Yeah, what they want to do is create special rights for a specific group of people. They want to create special privileges so that no matter what the objection is, that they are still would be allowed into the country, still be allowed to travel here. And it is, it is a constitutional problem too, because at the end of the day, the reason they want to push this through is because the executive branch has control of enforcement of our laws. And that what they want are laws that are on the books now not to be enforced. And that's what really makes this so insidious and disgusting. And like you said, to try to now group in a racial component to it as well. It's when they buy onto something, they don't forget. They didn't pass it the first time. So what they did is pull another victim group into it, another victim group. So now they think that maybe they'll be able to get enough steam to get this pushed through. But you have to look at is what do they really want? How does this really help their agenda? And that's what makes this so insidious and sick.
Exactly. And by the way, since we're coming to the very end of our show here, let me just put this on the screen since apparently we were a little ahead of all other platforms, but let me see if I can I do this? I think I can do this. No, that's not how we do it. How do I do it? No, just bear with me.
You got it. I got faith in you.
I got it. I can do this. Let me do allow and then do that. And that, there we go. We have the confirmation from the New York Times. There you go. They just put the announcement out. Title says, Republicans re-elect head of the RNC after a heated challenge. Ronna McDaniel won a fourth two-year term to lead the Republican National Committee, fending off a fierce challenge after the party's poor midterm showing. So I figured, you know how it is normally, Michael. Yeah. I'm always asked. I can never apparently be the source. I'm always asked, who's your source? And I'm going to be very honest with you, because it's kind of funny when like you have spent 8 years of your life as an investigative journalist, broken some of the most absolute exclusive reporting on the platform, and done so many translation and done a lot of call ahead of time what's about to happen. Then people ask you, who's your source? I'm like, yeah, well, Fox News, is that better? Like, I genuinely had people where I said, I need a link to this. And I'm like, there is no link. I just translated this from this Farsi platform. Here's the Farsi link. They're like, you got like CNN or Fox or someone? I'm like, what are you doing on my page? Like, I don't do Fox. Like, Fox reports from my page.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? But I figured since me being a source is genuinely not accepted, here's your source of New York Times 14 minutes ago, finally publishing the results of RNC. Just in case if anybody was to hop off here with us thinking, I got to go confirm, because, you know, Annie Cyrus makes things up all day long.
Well, you're certainly way ahead of the curve then. If they just got that up 14 minutes ago, we beat them by a good 45 minutes.
We did. And that's the thing. One of the reasons I'm not bragging, I'm a stating fact. One of the reasons I'm normally good at being ahead of certain news that takes other platforms days or hours to come out is because I have learned that priority list in my head. While everybody's looking that way, I'm always looking. You know that, Michael.
Yes.
A lot of time when we're preparing for Let's Be Frank show, you know, you bring your end, I bring my end, and you're like, wait, when did that happen? Like 4 days ago. Like, nobody's talking about it. I'm like, I know, I got it from the Farsi websites. So when everybody's looking that way, my eyes are over here, which is good. Anyhow, we're out of time. We got to get going. So I need to give everybody an update. Our Sunday show, it's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yes. However, it's going to be only streaming on Lindell TV, Frank Speech, and my Rumble channel. We will not be on Facebook. We will not be on YouTube. And that is not for our sake. It's for our guests' sake. Yes. So tune in Sunday, 7 p.m. Sunday, 7 p.m. on Rumble or Frank Speech. It's going to be amazing. We will take questions live from the audience.
And trust me, they're going to have questions.
Yes, the same thing with my Monday show. The Monday show will not be airing on Facebook or YouTube. And that is if I'm still even available to go on. So Sunday and Monday, Rumble is where you want to go. Michael, thank you again for, I gave you such short notice to join me today, even though the topic changed, but thank you for tagging along and not bouncing and saying, nope, I'm not touching this one.
Well, anytime, I'll always be here. And also, I want to remind your audience, you'll have a Twitter space tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. with Phenomenology, and tune in for that. It's also an opportunity to ask questions directly.
Yes, I forgot all about that. Twitter space at 8 p.m. Central Time. And again, please go to givesendgo.com/LUTF. givesendgo.com/LUTF. Or you can go to LUTFstudio.com, MyPillow, MyStore.com, promo code AC21. Yeah, we do need your support. A lot is coming up, and I will keep you posted as we get through those. Please, as always, stay safe, stay vigilant, watch your back, pay attention to what is about to come down, crumbling on our head. I know that was negative, but it is the truth.
It's the truth.
And let's pray that may God bless us all, and may God help us save America. Goodbye, guys.
Amen. Thank you.